listening to Fakeologist Audio, a periodic audio where I explore the world of media fakery. You can find my blog at fakeologist.com, where you'll find all the links to the live stream and audio archives. You will also find links to my sublogs, forums, email, PayPal, Twitter, and YouTube. We now use Discord for all our interactive audio and text. To join in on any live conversation, go to our main page and connect to the Discord server on the right, or visit bit.ly/fakechat. Now, here's your host, the Fakeologist, Avarado. Hey, how are you, everybody? It is April 11th, 2018. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio Show. The show number is, for those following along, Fakeologist number... Oh, I'm so disorganized tonight. Fakeologist 192. FAK 192. This is a full show. We usually do this show Wednesdays now because that's when Fakeologist 55 is on. We usually start at 8:11 or 8:16 rather and go 55 minutes, but today is a special week because there's too much to talk about and we don't have enough time to go through all the little topics. The music you're listening to is ELO. Title track, the song is called Don't Bring Me Down. Geez, what a professional announce that was. Don't Bring Me Down by ELO. And that is the theme, of course, for Fakeologist for this week. I call this today's episode Fakeologist Flack because we are getting full body flack this last week or so. But luckily, I have my trusty companion, Faye.
Hello.
How are you, Faye?
I'm fine, Ab, and I hope you're fine too. And I'm really very curious what we are going to discuss today.
Well, there is so much to talk about. There's no way we're going to get through all of it. And I can make this go a little farther than 55 minutes tonight because it might take longer. It might not. I don't know. We're going to see how it goes. We're not going to be playing Sammy Hagar with the famous, because we're not really going to do that tonight because we really should be breaking down for the good listenership all the events of the last week. We probably won't have any guests tonight, although we were talking earlier that it might be fun to have Unreal come by, but he's not a Discord member, so unless he's checking his email and is super late there in Europe, I doubt he will get a notification to come by.
I actually would like to have him here today because he was a main contributor in the last week.
Yes, and, a huge contributor.
Yes.
So I'm calling it Fakeologist Flack. And if you go through some of the last posts on fakeologist.com, you will find quite a bit of blowback this week for two different, what I think are psychological operations or the standard HRDPAR, media hoaxes, the things that 9/11 taught us and showed us and illustrated to us. They happen on a much more minor scale all the time. And this week, we had two biggies. One that we would have never heard about had a certain member of the Hoaxbusters call. I don't even know if we should use the person's name now because they say that we've affected them personally. So maybe we'll just say the Hoaxbuster and let anyone who wants to figure it out for themselves. And that was a minor issue that became a big blow-up situation. But even bigger than that for Canadians is what I call the Humboldt hockey hoax, which is just completely dominating Canadian media. and has been for about a week. And I want to talk about that because that's another really extensive one. Not as interesting probably to people outside of Canada, but I have made it something that I've been looking at quite a bit. And I've been posting a lot about it on the blog. And there are so many comments, or what I call just research, done by many contributors, including Zylflex, who is just tremendous at research, I find. Just tremendous. And does a really great job. He has a lot
it's
of...
true.
Yes.
And you know something up? We tried today, Zylflex and myself, to fix his audio equipment so that we can talk on the live stream maybe. And I couldn't help him. So if he's listening to us, he should undertake something with that. And maybe you can help him next time to set this up, this thing. So it would be great to have him here because he really contributed very much to that PSYOP in Canada.
Yes. And the other thing, that's three things. That's two things, rather. The third thing is related to that, what I call the Humboldt hockey hoax, HHH. I like to create acronyms just like the United States does in their military. They always love to create acronyms where they take a long name of a commission or a company or a department and make acronyms out of it. I think sometimes they change the name just so they can make a cool acronym, you know, where they take the first letters of every word in the name and then they create a CIA or an FBI, that kind of thing. Anyway.
They have that in common with the communists.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The East, they had it very strongly, you know.
Eastern Germany. Oh, yeah, tell me.
The acronyms is a form of degrading the human being. You know, you put him in the position of a soldier, and everything, the whole bureaucracy was full of acronyms. You couldn't do anything if you didn't know these three or four letters. And it's a militarization of the language. That's why I don't like them, actually, the acronyms.
But oh, you I
have
like
a competition
that.
With the American bureaucracy?
No. I just wanted to... sorry, my system is really kind of slow tonight. Well, the third thing I wanted to talk about was some of my discussion on the show that I listen to daily, the podcast in Toronto called The Humble and Fred Show, because that has been central to some of my discussions this week. And one of the guys on there named Humble, who's the lead of the show, mentions my name here and there. And this time he picked up on one of my tweets. As I've said before, all my posts automatically tweet. And he read one out on his show, whatever day the hockey thing came up. And I wanted to play it for you, but I have to find it first. Here it is. So I'm going to play it now. And this is just another thing that's sort of dominated my last few days. So here we go. Go ahead. Play. All right. Let's see if I have it. My system is slow. So let me just find it somewhere else. Clips. And I'm not having a good time right now. But did you hear that clip? Will I find it?
Mm-hmm. I heard it.
Here it is.
Bring on the tears like this fake accident.
Okay, here we go.
This guy that I've referenced on the show from time to time, he's my conspiracy guy that I know. His site's called I'm a Fakeologist. And pretty interesting, you know.
Yeah, he got the name wrong as usual, but
And he and I got together a couple years ago. He did a podcast. I was a guest talking about 9/11, which, of course, was an inside job. But he really is way beyond me. You know, I mean, it's like I have an interest in it, but I'm not this. I don't believe the earth is flat, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Anyway, he put up a picture on the weekend of the crash site, and he says his tweet was, "Bring on the tearjerkers." And I said to him, "Oh, so
what does that mean?"
Well, like, bring on the tears, like this fake accident.
Fake accident?
Oh, yeah. Oh, remember, he's in the camp that thinks the Boston Marathon was fake. It's all false. That the Las Vegas shooting was a false.
Oh, that's right. There's no natural, normal disasters,
no,
right?
No, it's
right.
All false. It's all government false flag is what they call it. And you know what? There's a whole literature. There's some sense in it. But when something like this happens.
What would the point of this be?
This is what I asked.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I said, so to be clear, you don't think this is real. And he said, I can show you many real tractor-trailer crashes. I drive one. He's a tractor trailer. Mm-hmm. He says, this doesn't look like any of them. And I said, well, you lost me. I can't for the life of me understand what you think these people would have to gain by faking the deaths of 15 kids on the prairies. I said, email me and let me know, but I'm actually worried about you. Like,
why do you even bother with him?
Because I'm just curious.
Because that's over the top.
Well, because I want to know what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
The faking the death of the Humboldt Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? What government conspiracy is that forwarding?
Because
I can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, you can make a argument that 9/11 led to the Iraq War,
right.
And Dick Cheney and all those guys got really rich.
Yes.
That you can see that.
Yes.
But this I don't understand. And I'm going to tell him we should be done now because I don't get this anymore.
You know what? He's sick in the head.
I'm worried about him.
Well, you should be, because to do that, you're sick in the head.
That's true.
And if he's listening, then appreciate what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're sick in the head. Seek help. That's a horrible way to live, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that a horrible way to live?
I agree with you more, yeah.
Thinking the world's all made up to him.
Well, that's...
It's like three parrots. They all parrot the same... There's no disagreement there. They're all just parroting like their leader wants them to, in his case, Howard.
The thing... Okay, so this doesn't look like a crash site. Well, it was... And so...
Crashes happen.
Yeah, yes. But,
I've been in a few... So have you.
I'm being sued.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
I'm being sued.
Anyway, so, yeah, I don't know. I just said to him, as you can tell, I'm like, dude, you've lost me. You know, I like talking about 9/11, but, you know, some things just happen.
You know, one thing about these radio shows that I would hate to work on them because these guys, they have to agree with each other in so many controversial things. And the way they pile on and just, oh yeah, you're right. It's just, I find it embarrassing. I could never work in a situation where I just have to keep agreeing to get along. I guess that what makes me a little bit of a maverick or someone who just prefers to go on his own. Except for this show. So what did you think of that clip?
I was thinking many things during the playing of the clip. Okay. First of all, I thought, what is that? That's a real postmodern situation that we have there. Two guys that are not really funny, that are not really deep analyzing something, but only making fun of something.
Yes.
They put everything together and prejudice and cliches and put it all and... They don't say anything about anything, only with the exception they say, that's not okay, we do not accept it. Okay, why can they not accept that there could be, for example, another reason why such big hoaxes happen, although there are no Muslims involved or big wars? And I think there is a little secret that they are hiding from themselves, that they are so interested in this money system. And that they cannot imagine, for example, that a pure interest to fraudulent art and with deceiving the public, it it could be a reason, maybe not the only one, but it could be a strong reason, a strong motivation that is something that they actually share but hide in the same moment. And it's really crazy. I think we should worry about them.
Well, again, the only reason, yeah, well, he's worried about me, apparently, like a father, I suppose. He's about the same age as me or just a little bit older. But the point is that he is open, at least one of the guys is open to conspiracy. And I really, I'm not trying to convince him of anything, really. It's just someone I listen to and maybe will not listen to much more anymore. I just use it to break up my podcast menu here and there. But every now and then you think, okay, you have a chance as someone who is willing to look at conspiracies, to look at what we talk about all the time. But clearly, even if he was interested, because he's in the media, he really cannot probably see things our way, because it would be very detrimental to his business model and to the people he works with. And of course, he is on Sirius simulated fake satellite radio in North America. So how do you explain that? Because that, I contend that it's called satellite for the simple reason to A, circumvent actual terrestrial radio traditional broadcast laws, because there are strict laws about who can broadcast on what frequency and what they say. So that space is controlled by the government for historical reasons, mainly that you don't want two radio stations broadcasting at the same frequency, then nobody would hear anything. And secondly, because it is simulated, it's said to be satellites, and because it has to do with space, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in funding required to quote unquote launch the satellite. So there's a huge money aspect. If it was just traditional radio where you put up a tower or broadcast at the top from the top of a tall building, then we wouldn't be talking about the same hundreds of millions of dollars, which they use for programming and just enriching themselves and whatnot. So again, that's probably why, even if he did want to look at, if he really was an honest researcher, he would not be able to address the way we look at things, because it would definitely go against the agenda of the media, which he's in. So there's just no way. So I created a post today called Humboldt and Dread. So it was sort of a takeoff.
I had to look up the word dread.
Yeah. Well, it was to rhyme with their show name, Humble and Fred, you see. And he wanted to talk to me today. He reached out to me to talk to me because he's so worried about me. And I asked if I could record it. I figured out a way to record my telephone conversations now that works. And he wouldn't be recorded. He just said he wouldn't do it. So he said a few rude words to me that I won't repeat on this airwaves, because it's not necessary. And I asked him later to apologize for slandering my good name. And of course you heard his partner say it three times in that last clip I just played. So he said he wouldn't do that. And I also said, could you mention my website properly instead of my email address or just my email pseudonym? He wouldn't do that either. That was the latest. And he just said he won't be talking to me anymore, which is fine with me. He can just live in his... But one thing I did bring up, and I brought up before to other people, and I guess we talked about it with Dave J a bit, and that is, why would you want to think that people die? Why are you more willing to believe people die, death and destruction, than it could be simulated and people don't die? And yeah, that to me is I think that's a really good question. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good question, that's true, but it's like swimming against an iceberg, an ice mountain.
Yeah,
you know, it's a system of It's a system of deceptive functioning in the society, within the society. It's like a cancer, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone says, I don't like this modus operandi, I think you should be more ethical or more, I don't know, more transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, what do you care? Nobody dies, so stop talking about it. You are destroying our plans. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more aggression than it is actually that they do not believe it or could not imagine that it works like that. Actually, I think the people in the media cannot not recognize all these signs of deception that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think the people in the media probably know what's going on, maybe except at some of the lower levels. But I don't see how you can work in a business and not hear people whispering and just get an idea for feel about stories in general, what's happening for real. I think that I don't think it's possible you could work in the dark for that long. I think people at the top of the media must have a pretty good clue about all the things that make up the media, the numbers, the money, the revenue, the stories, that kind of thing. So, yeah, but my point again is just how can people be so much more willing to believe in death than the possibility that maybe this is staged? Is something being staged, is that much worse than people dying in the hierarchy of things to believe? Because you have to believe in the media to believe people die. You have to believe they're telling the truth. So is it much worse to think they're lying than it is to believe that so many people die and so tragically each and every day?
I think it is more difficult, yes. Because it is an authority.
And it's more awful. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's an authority. It's like a child that suddenly has to believe that the father is a murderer or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something very unexpected and difficult to comprehend. This authority has been very carefully propagandized since 200 years that these media, we call them today the mass media, but actually they were always mass media. They are just now technically much faster and wider in the society. And they have a more leading role. But if you remember, or maybe we didn't live in that time, but we remember from hearing about it, the fourth column of the Democracy, that was the newspaper, and everyone was reading mm-hmm. the newspaper in the late 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, and it was that part of the society, that institution, that could criticize the power and that had this role officially to criticize, to control the powers, to put them into boundaries if there is wrongdoing, they had to recover it or discover it and publish it. And it's a long time of propaganda, and I think it should change.
Well, the title of this show is Fakeologist Flack, so we're just going to be talking about all the flack that this website and some of the people here, including mainly myself, have been getting over the last couple of weeks. So what else has been a big issue? The whole hoaxbuster person withdrawing from the site, and that seems to ruffled all kinds of feathers and created a division. Now, what do you want to say about that? How do you want to proceed with this topic?
Well, actually, when we were listening to, was that now Humble or was that Fred?
Both. They're both going, they're going back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes. There's a guy named Phil who always says, yeah, 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 yeah. He's the yeah, yeah guy.
That guy. Okay.
I need a yeah, yeah guy on this show. Just say everything I say, just say, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Can you I actually clipped that yeah, yeah, that yeah,
did
yeah.
Already?
I did.
Okay.
No, but I don't, I didn't.
Use it in the next 55.
Yeah. I don't think I saved it myself, but I sent it to him once.
Look, they were saying all the time similar things.
Yes.
As, for example, at least Gaia has expressed such things. Auto hoaxers, everything is fake. Xylophilex has put some great comments and has summarized some of these.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Is that Phil?
Yeah, that's Phil from the show.
Yeah,
thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have also something that applauds.
Yeah.
That would be also good.
I've got applause, too. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Go ahead with...
Yeah, but I think maybe we should start the whole story from the beginning up. Because if I now criticize that they use the same... that's the fact. They used, quote-unquote, they. We have to be more concise and precise, but I just say now they.
Yeah.
They used... And you still use the same argumentation, or how is it called in English?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
To accuse you in the handling of this controversy that erupted after a post of John. Yes, and that's very remarkable. I mean, either I have to understand now that they already... and previously had already these positions about media fakery,
mm-hmm.
about staged events, about fraudulent events, about complete simulated events, or they developed now this theory. I don't know what to believe about them, you know. It's very confusing. Shall we take it from the start?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. What was the case, etc.? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll refer to the person that brought it to us as the hoax buster. Can we do that? Let's agree to do that.
Okay, I hope I don't forget it. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll stick to the hoax buster. It's the hoax buster that we'll call it that. So he brought a story to us that we would have never looked into, and he was portraying it as this is a real event. Check it out. Compare it to all the fake events that we look into and note the differences. And all the few fakeologists that really dig into the stories dug into it. And guess what? It looked really fake. Just about all the things that we look for in this story were there. Just like all the other stories that we've exposed in our minds as fake. So we had a bit of a conflict. We're being told this is a real story. There's no evidence other than somebody's word that we've listened to for a couple of years. And we're supposed to believe, just because of that person's word, that we don't need to do any investigation and just accept it as fake, as real. And there was two people that did a great job, and we called the thread before it got corrupted Annette Carrion, and then I had to rename it Carrion, more Carrion, because the original thread got corrupted, and Unreal, and I believe Xylophilex. They just went on the forums.
Taryn Downvale.
And Taryn Downvale, who we've never heard from here. But they... How many posts were made at the Fakeologist forums? I didn't even post this in the blog, by the way. This was limited to the forums, fakeologist.com/forums, and under other PSYOP hoaxes.
It
is
76
posts. Yeah, mm-hmm. And 9 voices, 9 different people. And one of the voices really isn't even me. I just reposted from the original thread. Well, there's a lot of material here, far more than I would have even bothered with personally. But sometimes when people get looking into these things, they just can't stop. There's just so much.
Yes, that is actually one of the controversies that erupted, because the modus how the hoaxbuster put this topic in front of us was as a challenge.
Yes.
We had to somehow either accept it or deconstruct it.
Yes.
It was from his part that this topic was put in that place like that. And
now, do you think this controversy? I posted under another sublog of mine where I just put just quick thoughts called savechat.fakeologist.com. And I put in there, I said, do you think if Dave J, who is not somebody we've ever really heard a lot from on our site, and he does have a couple views that I am totally in disagreement about, as in two people are the same person. Do you think if he had not just come right out and started shouting at the hoaxbuster, like he does with everybody who brings up these topics, it wasn't anything in particular for the hoaxbuster. It's something he says about everyone, and he's been doing this for a lot longer than I have or you have or anybody. If he hadn't come and just started shouting loudly, do you think there would have been the same result? Or do you think that was just a coincidence and that probably wouldn't have made any difference?
There are two things different that I have to say. First of all, I asked Dave J to explain why he could actually react to this post of Hoaxbuster, even though he is not so often on the channel.
Yeah.
And he said that he received an email.
Oh, that's right.
Info.
That's right. No, yeah, if you in the Discord put at everyone, then everyone on the server will get a little red. They'll either get a little red number or notification, or I think they will get an email. Now, I've turned all those off. You can personally on each of your profiles turn it off.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. So he got that. Yeah. You're right. So it actually came to him. He didn't go searching for it.
Him,
yes,
and
good
started,
point.
He started intervening, and it is about, I think it is 4 hours later. According to my time zone now, just the numbers that I have on Discord in my time zone, the Hoaxbuster post was at 5:31.
Yes.
And the intervention of Dave J was 4 hours later, I think. Let me see exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that it takes so long. I was not prepared.
No, I don't think the exact time is a big... Okay, you do. Okay, that's fine.
Yes, I think it's a little bit important because I thought in the beginning that maybe, for example, you don't know, you never know, maybe Dave J had a common, I don't know, common line with Hoaxbuster to create an important controversy or something. That could be a possibility, but it is not the case, I think, now. Because, yes, it's about 4 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there could have been an additional setup is what you're saying.
Yes, maybe. I mean, it's a possibility. It's only abstract.
Yes, it's abstract. Yeah. But it just goes to show you, we're constantly thinking outside the box.
Yes, I think it's important.
Yeah, I think so,
because,
too.
Yeah. Anyway, I lost my line of thought.
No, so the question was did Dave J. Would it have made a difference, do you think?
I think it would have had the same result, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it wouldn't have made a difference.
it would be maybe just slower, and maybe it wouldn't cause it would have caused other discussions, other controversies, not the same, but in the result concerning the analysis of that event, it would have been the same result, because the result is not depending on any emotions. These are the facts. Maybe just Unreal and Xile and Terran would not have felt the obligation, let's say, to solve the challenge that was put to them. But they felt it, they took it, and they really solved the topic. Maybe that would, it wouldn't go so far, maybe. I don't know.
Do you think the Hoaxbuster brought it to us and thought maybe nobody would have even checked into it? It would have just gone totally under the radar?
I thought that, actually. I thought that as a possibility. Mm-hmm. I still think it. Mm-hmm. That maybe, for example, one possibility is that he himself does not know what really happened. He has just this info that this happened. And he believes the info, and he doesn't research the info. That's one possibility. I don't think impossible.
But his follow-up actions to storm out of here and drag with him all the people that agree with him or disagree with the treatment he was given here, that's a separate issue, in the sense that if he was really looking for truth, maybe it would have, just like I have presented what I thought were true things, and then people like some of the membership will tear my so-called real story apart, and I'll just say, oh, I guess I was wrong. And you guys certainly have brought a few things to my attention that I didn't think about, but I didn't.
Yes, for that I have to take a little distance, you know, because if I am involved and I had a relationship with the Hoaxbuster,
yeah,
in discussions here, and very interesting discussions. Mm-hmm. So I have now to take a distance from the whole thing and to view it from a distance, just with light from the side, instead of frontal. Mm-hmm. And it is a correct description, I think, to say that the challenge, as soon as it got response from others, was not treated by the person that put the challenge correctly or fairly. So it raises the suspicion, why at all did he put this challenge into that room if he, as an experienced Hoaxbuster, should know that this cannot just pass unrecognized or unscrutinized. And that makes one really to think about what was the real motivation of the whole thing. I'm not sure if one can say that he took with him people, that people left because he took them. I think people always decide themselves, whatever circumstances. But he didn't react fairly, just, and he didn't react as a Hoaxbuster. He reacted as the same as Humble and Fred.
Yes.
And he had the reaction of, why are you looking into it, and you should stop. And one brought also the example of, now they are talking like Parker from Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. There are the emotions that arise. You cannot hurt the other. I mean, there is no reason why one would be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If the true facts are recognized.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And as we've seen, there's just the reason I put titled this show Fakeologist Flack is we have a number of people whose feelings are hurt, or they leave the Discord anyway in protest. So we had a number of people leave, most of which don't contribute like I prefer to the website and to the comments. They're really just lurkers on the Discord, but that's their way of protesting, I suppose. Now, my Discord server is always open, so anyone can just jump back in at any time. You don't need an invitation to come to my Discord server, because I have an open invitation. So people accidentally leave the Discord server because they're not quite sure how to work the software. So I've had people come and go at least 10 times only because they're not sure how this software exactly works. But others have just made a point of even saying, oh, I picked the wrong side, or I'm not being respectful, and I'm leaving in protest, which I find bizarre.
You want to expand that? You want to say something concretely about...
Well, are you saying that what I just said was a little vague?
No, it was just very general, and it didn't address something concrete. I want to know if you wanted to be concrete.
Not really. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. It's just, I know I was on the Hoaxbusters Discord server, and I was kicked off that one because I didn't leave that one. I was kicked off it. And I'm pretty sure that's a server that you have to be invited to get on. So I won't be going back there, but it is just disappointing how these groups fragment. And this is part of the Cass Sunstein model of anytime any kind of group online or a so-called grassroots group where you actually meet the people and try and create associations or any kind of cohesive assembly of people, there are infiltrators that come in. And as Cass Sunstein, who was some kind of agitator consultant, said, they get infiltrated, and then you make it seem like you're part of the group, you identify with the group, you promote the group. And then after a certain time, you find or manufacture a controversy that you know will divide the group. And you know that certain people will go with the agitator or the divider in solidarity, and it will fracture the group. And we know that to create cohesion and to create a cohesive group, it is a very slow process. It just... The main currency is time. It takes a lot of time. To blow one up can be done in a very short amount of time. It's much faster. We all know when we kick over an anthill that you can disrupt the whole colony in seconds, and then you can sit back and watch, and it takes days or even weeks to rebuild that anthill. It's the same exact process. In terms of time.
Actually, so, you know, Ab, I'm sorry if I interrupt.
No, you can't interrupt.
You know, I was thinking, now what you described might be right, and I don't know, maybe it was the case in this case. I cannot be sure.
No, we don't know.
It's just one hypothesis how to explain it. But in fact, I don't believe that... So many people left. That's one point I have to remark. And the other one is I actually was very, quote-unquote, proud, if it's the right word in this case. I felt really proud of the awareness of Unreal, for example, and... Xile, of course, he has so much experience. He can see everything immediately, and all the others that reacted. An example was fantastic today when I was listening to the live show that Rolo and Dave J started, and then John Le Bon continued, and for a while he continued it alone in the. In the end, and he was he held really a plaidoyer for fecologist and fecology.
Yes, that was a word I've never heard of. Can you say that name word again? Play.
Maybe it's not an English word. It's a French word.
How do
Plaidoyer
you
is a speech. It's like a honor speech. Or
how do you spell that?
Plaidoyer. Plaidoyer, yeah.
D-O-E-R? Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I don't think it was so much a division that was caused, but a clearance of some things. And if I may continue for a moment, if that's okay, as a clearance, I
you never have to ask my permission. Just go for it.
Okay.
And you're right. It's Plaidoyer, Plaidoyer, Plaidoyer. An address, plea, or argument made specifically by an advocate in court. So, yeah, I get the idea.
Yeah, it's maybe
play
an English definition.
Plaidoyer.
Plaidoyer.
Plaidoyer, yeah.
Yeah. For example, I listened very carefully at maybe four or five times to the Hoaxbusters call yesterday.
You listened to it four or five times?
Yes, because I can't understand always when they speak, you know, and Rollo was speaking, and I had to understand. I wanted to understand really 100%, not only 98 or something. I wanted to be sure what to understand in that thing. And because I talked of a clearance, that something is clearing up, I understood that the hoaxbuster who was talking yesterday was distancing himself from the possibility that that what happened in Canada was a staged event.
Okay.
It was a psyop. He said, yeah, I cannot comment on that. It's that what were allegedly some people died. Yeah, I cannot comment on that. He didn't say something about it.
Well, in fairness, I think he said Chris. You can say Chris's name. Chris is
okay.
Still on the on the neutral side, at least. Yeah, he often says that he wasn't there, and therefore he doesn't know. And he's even said that about 9/11 over and over again. That's he's been very consistent that way. And for him not to know about the hockey hoax is totally possible as well, because it did only pop up in the American media for a day or two, seeing how they probably started the whole thing and created it. But that's understandable. And Chris only has a phone now, and he says he doesn't even have electricity, which is bizarre. But
on the other hand, an accident happened 4 days ago from the moment he was talking. At the crossroad, four roads away from his place.
Yes.
And he went there. I mean, where is he in a city with a crossroad four streets away and he doesn't have electricity? I mean, sorry.
No, I think he turned everything off. That's what we said or was said in the past. Yeah, he's back where he started from in Lawton, Oklahoma. None of that was suspicious to me whatsoever. But for him not to know about
that. Freemason stated that he's not interested in that stuff that is about manipulating other people, and that you brought that only up because you need content on your website, and when something happens, you put it on the website. So it's not about, you know, if it's degrading personally. You could say, okay, he feels bad, he says something degrading, no problem. But the event that happened, he's somebody who is interested in the media fakery aspect and in the psychological operations aspect that is plugging the whole world. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand it like that. So for me, it's a clearance. I got to understand about others, how they function, how they think. More than in other discussions that are just theoretically discussing about media and the topics that are interesting.
Yeah, and that Hoaxbusters call, I did post it. I just called it I believe it was HBC 580. And that was Chris on a phone, because he uses a phone now to do his broadcast. So I just made that distinction. But that was a pretty interesting call. Yeah, Rolo, who doesn't get enough credit here at Fakeologist, according to him, did a pretty good job on that call as well. And I did post the link to that. And HoaxBustersCall.com is still an actual website. Still going.
Yes, it is a new website. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yes, and...
Mm-hmm. Carry on.
Yeah, I was just thinking... For example, with Gaia, with whom I had a, let's say, closer cooperation, or what? How can I say it? Because of the Fakeopedia, I can understand that he came and left, and he had their fights and back and forth, and he was shouting about the Hoaxbusters, and then he came back, then he left both channels. I mean, it's a little bit chaotic. But
who is this? Sorry, I was just distracted.
This is Gaia.
Gaia.
This is Gaia.
He's done a lot on Fakeopedia.
I was thinking especially about Gaia. Maybe it concerns others also. It's like he's looking for an authority person to trust and to follow and. And he goes with a strong person and has this alibi of emotional blackmail that he puts in the room. So you have to protect somehow the personal sphere of the Hoaxbuster. I mean, how can you know the personal sphere of the Hoaxbuster? And you took down a video in a good meaning for that person because that person asked you for that. But I'm sorry, this video is on 3,000 web pages. What's the reason of taking it down? I don't understand it. So why don't he ask Dave J himself to put it to delete it or whatever? It's no solution.
No, I agree. I agree. And I think the video is not on YouTube anymore either. It was on FakeTube, but I did withdraw it. And I just called that a shoot, at least. Oh, it could be. I have no idea. Yeah, I just took it off FakeTube. But yeah, maybe it's on BitChute. But yeah, you're right about that. I forgot about that. But again, we don't control the membership here. I haven't even been through many of the posts, so I couldn't tell you if I agree with them or not on different topics here at Fakeologist. We have forums. There's too much to go over, quite frankly. And I don't endorse everyone. I don't consider people here friends. I can be friendly, but I think Gaia might have been offended by the fact that, oh, we're not here, we're not friends. I don't know Hoaxbuster any more than I know many people in the media that write that I challenge or disagree with. I'm more familiar with them because I read a lot of their material, but I wouldn't call them friends. I don't think the guy in the Telelivision is a friend either. Humble and Fred, they're not friends, but I spend a lot of time listening to them. So they're not friends. And even yourself, you're an acquaintance. And we collaborate a little bit together on a weekly basis, which is quite a lot. And I'm grateful for your contributions, but because you're on the other side of the world, we don't really have much more than an acquaintanceship. But we can be friendly. But again, obviously, I know you better than I know someone I've never met in Beijing, but, you know, there isn't a lot of difference. So.
Yes, I can understand what Gaia meant. I'm not sure if that was the reason that he got upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not sure. It might be. But even, you know, I see it different than you. For me, the ideal of friendship exists also in the internet, also in the virtual world, but it functions in another way. In the real world, you do not evaluate every word that the other says, because you don't have to be so suspicious. You can control more info, or you can evaluate more info. I mean, the ideal stays the ideal, and the ideal can be disappointed also. But still, cooperation with people and cooperation in important things also always has for me to do with the contents that friendship also has. It's just a kind of a type of relationship, and maybe yeah. Gaia does not understand it like that, and
yes.
That would be an ambition.
A mistake.
Ambition. No, it,
yeah.
I would
yeah.
like to tell him.
Well, I agree with you. I'll just
Gaia.
Play that.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to tell Gaia, for example, that as I function in my real life also, when a friend demands something from me just because he is my friend, but I know this is not right, I will never do it.
Yes, that is a
Even
good,
if
that
I
is very well
friend.
Said. Yes, I agree with that. If a friend tells you to go rob a bank with him, you're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Except I am a bank robber, or what's the name? And he's also, I mean, there are several categories also of friendships in the real world. But a friendship has also the ambition, for example, that you try to be constructive for the other and not only for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big story. There is a whole tradition about what does it mean, and it is a new concept. Friendship, it's not so old. I think we should not drown the baby with the bathwater.
Yes, throw out the baby with the yeah, exactly. Well, it's complicated again. The Fakeologists is a very tiny community, and it's a gathering place where we are not going to be made fun of for investigating media fakery. And then if someone makes us feel bad because we are investigating media fakery, then that has that just looks like sabotage in a lot of ways. And I would have been happy to know what the difference is between a real and a fake story. But that wasn't what happened. It just became a lot of personal hurt feelings, and that really wasn't, the whole episode did not really explain to me the difference between a real event and a fake event, which I think was the on the surface intention. And no lessons were learned as far as I'm concerned, and just more disruption. But this isn't the first time that people have come to the blog and the website to disrupt. It's happened a couple times, and different players were involved, and it won't be the last time either. So if you understand that, if you understand how this type of very sensitive investigation works, then you will not be surprised. And just as you, Faye, are becoming a influential fakeologist, or in the media they're called an influencer, you too will be probably the target of different disinformation.
Do I get a video on this YouTube channel?
You might.
from this person that is
whoever it is.
Yes.
You might. You just might, so it'll be an insult or an honor. It just depends on how you take it. But, as I've said, it's a spooky realm that we're into. Really spooky. There's a lot of resources being pitched against the general population in the media. So for us to, with our completely shoestring funding, which we don't really have. It's all just personal, mostly funds. We're absolutely no competition whatsoever. None at all.
Hmm.
We're poor. Yeah.
Up, can we take it? Can we take it one circle wider?
Sure. Go ahead.
To view it even wider, because I would like to say something about that.
Mm-hmm. Go.
I mean, maybe you don't agree with that, but it's only a hypothesis of mine. First of all, we don't have many groups or open groups or fora or whatever. We don't have many people in the whole Western world that do media fakery analysis. There are really, you can count them on your hands, on your fingers, let's say.
For sure.
That's one point. And the other point is we have even fewer that are not integrated in the controlled narratives. I take just the example of Germany. We said we will take a bigger circle. In Germany, there is not one that is outside of the controlled narratives and the official narratives. There are some people that analyze PSYOPs and see that there might have not been really people that came to death or were hurt, but it is only as an hypothesis. I mean, they have not the whole concept. Maybe because the political circumstance doesn't allow it or other reasons, but that's the situation there, that's the situation in France, that's in Europe all overall. And so there are very few that really go to the core of the analysis,
mm-hmm.
to the core in the detail and to the core in the general big picture, to localize it, where, how function, does it function in societies and why, and have to have analysis about that. So I think it would be quite a good strategy from those who design and implement the controlling of opinion, that are the media and that are the small, very small media, the alternative, or the even smaller people who have a contract to write things on Twitter or whatever. And it would be a good strategy just to be in or around those few outlets that exist, not to suppress them, but to enrich them, quote unquote, with whatever kind of conspiratorial thoughts, nice stories, entertainment on a higher level, with deeper thoughts, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it was understandable. I didn't prepare it.
Yeah.
Spontaneous.
Well, like you said, it's a very small audience, and we're speaking to very few people, sometimes more than others. But overall, it's just a super niche. We're hard to find. We're not the quote unquote internet that everyone knows today, Facebook and YouTube. We're on the old fashioned web pages with the old fashioned audio server. Places that are just hard to get to unless you're looking for them. We're not on the Instagram. We're not providing pictures that the children just want to look at in 1 second and then look to the next. This is almost the deep web or the dark web. You actually have to type in a web address to find us, even though it's a one word web address. So it's pretty quiet and, sometimes I think we're just speaking to ourselves, but I find it therapeutic in the sense that I even recorded a call today because, as I said, I figured out how to do it with a friend of mine who is not a fakeologist, and I'm still trying to pound into his head the idea that the hockey thing was most likely a hoax. And I said to him as a joke, I said, I'm going to use your video, your audio on my show tonight. He said, no, don't do that. Please, no. I said, well, we don't even use your name and no one's going to recognize your voice because I'm sure no one you know has ever even heard of this topic. but he just absolutely would not hear of it. So it's just more proof that even he is interested in the topic, in the sense that he sees a little bit of what I am saying. But even if he does believe it, he just doesn't want to expose himself to the potential embarrassment of believing it to others. Just, it's so powerful, peer pressure, even when you're talking about senior citizens. They succumb to it. It's just fascinating.
I'm trying to find an example if we have something, you know, that would be helpful to understand that behavior, let's say, in groups. It's like...
It's groupthink.
Yes, it is groupthink, but it has something, you know, I don't actually believe that the people believe that these events are real. I say that very seriously now. I'm convinced that they do not believe it. They just ignore it and accept it in ignorance. It's like you have a... It's a mythical now, maybe, or yeah, pictorial or whatever example. You are in a small village 200 years ago, and there was always one character that was... In every small society, there is one character who is strange. And he does strange things, or she.
Yeah, like the village idiot, or just the eccentric person. That's
yes,
a word.
Yes, one eccentric person.
The eccentric. Yeah, they call him the eccentric, the weirdo.
Yes.
The stranger, okay. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, and everyone accepts his existence. And ignores what he or she is doing. It's something like that. I don't know.
Oh, it's totally like
that.
Oh, yes, it's totally like that.
So if you approach someone and says, oh, look, he's now washing the clothes with, with milk.
Yeah, exactly. He's just that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
then
he does.
You raise the attention to something that the other doesn't want the attention there because he cannot handle it afterwards. It's, I don't know. Maybe it's not a good example. I'm not sure.
I get the idea. So I've outlined the flack that we've got. I can go another 20 minutes or so before I get too tired, if you don't mind.
Yes, it's okay.
And I know it's super late for you.
It's in the morning already.
Oh, yeah. But that was really what I wanted to address. That's a lot of stuff. And, you know, in between, in the last week, there's been some great audio chats. You've been involved in some. Just a really good discussion. And as pilloried and mocked as Dave J is, and again, it's easy because he has some kooky views in some ways. He certainly has made a lot of sense in his conversations, in the audio chats. He's been very calm. He sounds very interesting, and I think he is to be listened to, and I know John LeBon thinks the same way. And I think you've mentioned that you've enjoyed the conversations with Dave J. So if he's been doing this hoax busting or this media fakery research, alternative media research for as long as he has, I think he could be a valuable resource because he's just got more experience.
I don't know why the question is at all. I don't understand why or how has this question aroused or whatever.
Come
up. You know, it is somehow as if he is under quarantine. So... His presence in the Discord channel is questioned, but by whom is it questioned and why? Because I never heard it clear. It's just very diffuse information, and it's very...
I think it's his approach that's turned people off, just the spiritual murder. It's very harsh language, but if you break it down, they're just words
why
that
is
actually...
Why is it so harsh? Why is it harsh, spiritual murder?
Well, just the word murderer just implies someone who is the worst in society. That's just about the worst thing you can call somebody in society. The word murder. You actually kill someone or end their life. So I guess that word is very, very used very sparingly. Just don't throw that around.
Yeah, I liked it. Chris said that yesterday in his talk, that we live in a society where, I cannot now repeat his words, of course, I just say it in my words, we live in a society that is very easily emotionally hurt.
Triggered, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
You cannot say anything of that and that kind, because everybody is then... touched, negatively touched maybe. And that's hypocrisy, I think.
Yes.
In a way, because, I mean, I find the term helpful for me. I don't think I have the exactly same interpretation as Dave J has, and I have arranged with him that we talk someday about it in the audio live stream.
I want to
find out what he means and think about why I find it so important.
But well, if he's been doing this as long as he has, he's going to have thought about a lot more things for a lot longer than you and I. So I think he's, if you can get past some of the things you disagree with, I think he's a valuable, an interesting resource. And that has bared itself true in a number of the audio chats in the past week. We've had some really good ones with Rollo, John LeBon, and I appreciate all the work John LeBon is doing to promote Fakeologists, and of course his recent donation, very kind. And we've had just as much or more support than we've had criticism, so I don't really want to dwell too much on the criticism, because the support has been fantastic. And the best support, of course, is the research and the comments and the replies. We could easily look at the replies to all these stories. It's just been fantastic. And we actually got a plug. Fakeologists got a plug on Clues Forum, which I don't post much on Clues Forum because I only have so much time and energy to put into the different places on the internet. But Hoy reposted one of the posts on the Humboldt hockey hoax. So maybe we'll generate some conversation from the Clues Forum, who seems to have gone quite quiet and only recently awoken to talk about the Tychos solar system model. But there's a lot of positive things. That's the point I wanted to make.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. There are many positive things and some sad things also. Mm-hmm. Do you want us to talk also about the Carrion case?
Well, you can. It belongs to Unreal and to Xyleflex.
And Terran.
It would be great if they got together and talked about it, because I haven't even contributed one thing to it. And I've looked at it and looked at all their posts, and I think you can say whatever you would like about it now, and I'll see what I can add to the conversation.
I am only following the work of Unreal and Xyle and Terran. But there have been some interesting findings. I just do not want to go into that now, because I think it's really better when they talk about it. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Unreal is, if he is listening to this chat, he's certainly welcome to come chat about it, and we can moderate it and discuss it with him. And that will be fine with me. And, Xyleflex, if he can get his microphone going, that would be good as well. And the other one is the Humboldt hockey hoax. If you're interested, we can talk a little bit about that and all the, just, it's been one of the most active posts ever on the blog.
It's incredible what's going on there. It's in Europe also very I read every day something here.
Isn't that so? Okay, that tells you something right there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, I read more about that than the German PSYOP that happened in Münster.
Which I barely know about, and I mean barely.
That was a small thing. It was a small thing with some small, this medium cars that run into a restaurant and something like that.
Well, that's pretty fascinating then. Yeah, well, that's amazing that this Canadian thing has gone worldwide. It almost seems like they picked a topic, and we've had a few PSYOPs hoaxes in Canada, but it's amazing that they finally picked a topic, and I do give the credit to the Americans who designed these things. They finally picked a topic that's caught the attention of Canadians, and then therefore around the world. And if we just look at the GoFundMe page here, I can get this search working. Oh, what's wrong with my browser here? Let's see what the GoFundMe is at now, if I can find it here. Of course I can't.
It was about 7 in the afternoon.
Oh, you looked earlier?
Only on fecologist.com, where the last entry was. I think it was about 7, what was it, 7 million?
That sounds about right. And the thing that is disturbing about the whole thing, or one of the many things, rather, is GoFundMe takes 7%. Of all these.
Ah, yeah, exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
That's very much, I think. That's a very high commission, not?
I think it's amazing, yeah. All these middlemen that have emerged in the internet to facilitate fund transfers of all kinds. Let's see, what is it at? Yeah, it's at 9. Here we go, 9, our favorite number. Where's it going to end? It's at 9 million right now. It's amazing.
Wow.
So it's definitely on the top of all time. So that's pretty fascinating.
Do we have something like a comparison list of these funding operations after PSYOPs? That would be also interesting. Only the big ones, you know, not every small thing, but
they go hand in hand. They definitely go hand in hand. There's no doubt about it. This is definitely one of the top ones.
Yeah, it's much money. Very people that are eager to dissolve their wrongdoings by spending some money in a charity. Absolute, not dissolve, absolute. Is that the right word in English?
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any other topics we need to address tonight?
Something.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Let's move it on.
Because Sam was not so satisfied, I think, with the post that you did. And he wrote about it, but there was a new Clues Chronicle.
Yes. Did you listen to it?
I listened to it, but I didn't finish it all. I have to finish it because there were other more important things at that moment that I had to do in the time window I had. But
right.
I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
The Clues Chronicle 25 with Simon, Patricks, Hoy and Cahem. As previously stated, I am not really interested in a solar system model, but Simon's model explaining what we see in the sky every night is most fascinating and potentially revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading your post now.
Yeah.
That's just a tip.
And I said, could the flat earth propaganda, because the flat earth has been going on for a few years and it really hasn't got anywhere that I can see. The question is that a cover to cover up Simon's not at all promoted model? Now, I'm not going to give any analysis because I just don't follow. I couldn't even tell the Copernican model. I couldn't explain it to you easily. I couldn't give you all the numbers and all the rotations. And that was the one thing I thought was lacking in the Clues Chronicle 25 is they didn't explain the accepted model and contrast it enough with the new model, because most people don't have a clue about the Copernican model. I'm sorry to say. We have a general idea. The sun or the earth revolves around the sun. Most people have that much, but just all the numbers and the miles, most people don't understand that. So if I have Simon on my show, I would like to make it a more basic show, because I'm pretty basic and I'm pretty sure almost everyone else is too when it comes to understanding the solar system. But maybe the flat earth propaganda is to pretty much drown out his model. And as interested and interesting as he finds it, I think it's pretty dry stuff for most people. I don't think most people are sitting back and looking up at the stars and wondering about parallax. Parallax is not even something I'd ever probably heard of before he started talking about his model. And it's certainly nothing that I would ever even attempt to measure. But again, it is important if you want to explain the lights in the sky and their movements. But I've never been curious about that. To me, it's just one of those things that have been solved and there's nothing much I can do about it. And there's not too much, if it was different, that would change the way I look at things. So it's a dry topic.
Yeah.
It's not costing me money.
Is that in planning, app, that Simon is going to make an interview with you? Or?
Well, I've mentioned to many people that I'd like to interview them, but I haven't really pushed too hard past the weekly show we do. I could talk to him about it, because really, September Clues is, we give it a lot of credit because it really made it quite simple as to what we're dealing with the media. And that does affect us every single week. Like, all of Canada is affected by a media hoax this week. Almost everybody. So that is far more important to me than the nature of the movement of the stars. It's a much more relevant topic. And it's a topic that gets renewed every single week. That's why I'm comparing and contrasting it. But the only reason I'm paying attention to it is because Simon has brought it. He has been working on it. So that, to me, makes it more valuable because of the revelation that he made to this myself in this blog 7 years ago.
You know,
or 6 years ago.
That would be part of my concept of friendship, as you now describe it. Mm-hmm. Because if it wasn't Simon, you wouldn't have brought it to your blog.
Not at all.
So that's part of the model of friendship.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a friendship. But again, I've never met him and actually never even seen him other than the alleged pictures online. So I don't... He's just a person that we have a lot of respect for because it's the research we continue to do, even though he doesn't do the smaller stories. It's just what we're doing.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. There are others that do these stories, and maybe even others are going to come. And I personally think everybody has the right to have his interests, and they are not the same all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he feels like solving the universal system problem, systems problem. Okay, why not? I hope his model is successful. I have no idea because I don't understand.
Well, I hope it's successful because people are going to say, what else have you done? And if September Clues comes up, my goodness.
Ah, that's very egoistical, your thought. You hope that the model of the universe will be successful so that everyone sees what Simon did for 9/11.
Exactly. If he can explain the stars, imagine what he's done for all of us here with our feet on the ground.
Actually, that's a good motive for me to read that book. Because when I read it and I find it good, then I can promote it with that idea that that it will help to promote the thing that I would find interesting.
Well, if you can find anyone that wants to talk about astronomy and the nature of the stars, and I guess by definition we would expect only smart people to really care about that, people that look up to the stars. I don't know a lot of people, but I don't know any astronomy buffs at all. I don't know anyone with a telescope, and it would just be interesting if that would be a pathway to more exposure of media fakery. I think it would be fun. It would be quite interesting.
You know something? I would like to read 2 or 3 sentences,
please,
from Simon Shack's book. May I?
Yes, and let's give it another 10 minutes if that's okay with you.
For me, it's okay. I have no stress now because I have free tomorrow.
Okay.
I have 2 sentences which I liked very much because I could understand them, although I don't understand cosmology. Mm-hmm.
Where did you get these sentences? Do you have the book?
No, I don't have the book, but I went to the website and they are posting also on the Clues Forum and I'm reading some from time to time.
Okay, because he did offer the book to all fakeologists, did he not?
Yes, he did. Yes, not only to all fakeologists, also to Peace of Mindful and something else. I don't remember what the third thing was.
And how do we get the book? I guess we have to write him.
Just email, yes. I think he said just email him and he emails back.
Okay. And his email is simonshack@libero.it. libero.it.
Yes. I think so. Yeah. Okay, I'm reading now the poetic part, which I liked, from a post that Simon Shack did on Clues Forum, and which I found really fantastic. It reminded me of Anarimi Shaw, that's one of my beloved poets of the 20th century. You can look him up, I don't want to talk about him now. It has emerged only in the last few decades that the vast majority of the stars in our skies that we see as a single point of light are in fact binary systems or triple, multiple. Of course, the suffix B means 2. A binary system is more often than not quite simply a pair of bodies revolving around a common barycenter. Isn't that poetic?
Mm-hmm. A barycenter.
Yes, a barycenter is the center of the gravity, maybe, or...
Oh, barycenter, B-A-R-Y-S-E-C-E-N-T-E-R. The barycenter is ancient Greek, and there's some Greek letters here. Yes. Heavy plus center, bapuk plus kevtov. I can't read Greek. Is the center of mass of 2... or more bodies that are orbiting each other, which is the point around which they both orbit.
That is the figure of a dance. You know? So I view it like that, or I understand it like that. And yes, I liked it.
It's very interesting. And it's got some funny equation called the two-body problem, which is which is the distance from a body center of mass to the barycenter can be calculated as a simple two-body problem. That's an actual mathematical something or other.
It has always something, at least in these sentences that I have read, it is like a translation into bigger dimensions of human metaphors, of human existence, of bodies, of dance, of all the patterns that we know. I have to expand that another time. Maybe I should read the book first.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you could probably understand it better than me.
Yeah, but maybe in another way that Simon intends to, mm-hmm. intends it to be understood. Up, I think there are people waiting outside this door to come to join the...
Where?
The stream. Is it announced that...
Well, if anyone wanted to join the stream, they'd have to go to the green room. So those are two different people talking that neither of which I know of very well. Oh, it just says Gaia joined the forum at 9:01. He's a funny
Gaia
guy.
Gaia joined?
He joined the, what do you call it? The server. Remember I said the server's completely open all the time?
He joined now?
Yeah, he just joined at 9:01 to the server. You know how, if you look in the unverified section, that's where anyone can post. The Discord, what it does is it makes a funny phrase saying, it's a bird, it's a plane, never mind, it's just so-and-so.
Yes.
That's the server that does that. They put a little green arrow when someone comes into the server. So, again.
I'm really curious now. You're sure Gaia joined again?
Yes.
I don't see him now. 1 o'clock.
No, you can see in the general unverified section. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Interesting. I would like to ask him immediately if he can give some explanations of his behavior that is very ambiguous.
You can do that in an audio chat for sure.
Yeah, sure. I will do that. But I'm not sure if it makes any sense. Delcroix writes, the Tycho solar system is lighter than the fecking MP3. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he speaks in tongues sometimes. Well, I think we covered a lot of the topics we wanted to cover at the beginning. This has just been a sort of a hectic week at Ficologist. The week is, well, it's more than half over now, at least on the calendar. But a lot of drama, a lot of tension, and a lot of hockey.
A lot of hockey, yeah. And we wish everyone the best.
Yeah. Let everyone do the best in their research. And stay strong, Canada, as they say, with your...
Stay strong, app, and take it easy.
Yeah, stay strong, Faye. And... I'm not giving a dime to this GoFundMe, by the way, in case anyone is wondering.
You're going to buy a donut?
I'm not even going to buy a donut, no. That's another amazing, amazing thing. But sometimes I think there's so many good comments in the posts, and we barely ever look at them when we're discussing on the audio. It's too bad we didn't do any of that tonight, but we could literally just read one post. Maybe we could do that this week even. There's 48 replies in one of the first hockey hoax crash posts. So that would take quite a while to go through. But
very interesting stuff, yes.
Yeah, some really fantastic stuff. So... If you're listening,
I'm in.
Yeah, I know
I'm
you are.
To do that, With other people also?
Yeah, anyone. The first one is the humble bus car crash hoax or bus crash hoax. Bring on the tearjerkers. There's 48 replies. And it's quite interesting. Be more interesting if there are more Canadians interested in it. We had Chris, who's a Canadian. But again, most of the interesting posts are Xyloflex finding all kinds of problems with the story, which is exactly what we need to expose this for what it is, a phony staged event. So you've even posted a few things too.
I don't even remember. There was so much that I was reading all the time. Yeah. It's difficult to catch up with everything there.
It is very, very difficult. But one last show note I'll have to make, and that is that apparently we've had a couple of defections, as we've said earlier, from the fakeologist server. So one of them even told me I can't use his bumper anymore. So I'm going to move his bumper into the X bumper file just so I don't do it again. And
how many X bumpers do you have?
Well, it looks like I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 or 8 now that I have to remove. So it's hard to keep on top. It takes so long to find, to get the bumpers put in, and then as soon as I get them, I have to take them out. Well, here's another one I'm going to take out. So there you go. It's a never-ending maintenance issue. All right. Well, I'm going to play a bumper on the way out, and have a fantastic night. And thank you so much for joining us. And Faye, yes, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And we
see you soon.
And if nothing exciting happens this week, we might just go back to Fakeologist 55 next week.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Ab.
All right. Good night.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
My name's Tom Valpra, and you're listening to Fakeologist.com, you wanker.